Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back by Charles Swindoll. Epilogue: Some Final Reflections on Persevering. Talk about being forced to practice what I preach. This entire book on persevering through pressure has been written during the remodeling of our house. There were chapters written in places you'd never believe, while I was sitting on things I'll not mention. I have been persevering through ripped-up flooring and torn-up tile, with no sink in the kitchen for 2 weeks, no downstairs shower for months, no table or desk to write on, and at times, no pen to write with. Believe me, there were occasions when I was convinced some grim ghost named Give It Up was haunting me. At last, however, it is done. The ghost has fled. The book is finished. Hallelujah. Perseverance paid off again. It always does. A friend of mine, Dr. John E. Walvoord, son of the president of Dallas Seminary, had a choice experience that underscores everything I've been saying in these chapters. Back when he was a graduate student in Dallas, John heard that Dr. Viktor Frankl would be delivering a series of lectures across town at Southern Methodist University. John made arrangements to spend some time with him. Frankl was among those brave men and women who lived through the Nazi Holocaust. In fact, the only reason he was not murdered with the other Jews was because he was appointed personal physician to several of the Nazi SS officers. What he endured is beyond description, but he persevered and lived. During the memorable conversation with this remarkable man several years ago, John still remembers a statement he made which Frankl might call his basic philosophy of life. It went something like this: "The reason so many people are unhappy today and seeking help to cope with life is that they fail to understand what human existence is all about. Until we recognize that life is not just something to be enjoyed, but rather is a task that each of us is assigned, we'll never find meaning in our lives and will never be truly happy." That may not fit in with what you've been fed since you became a Christian. In fact, it probably doesn't. It certainly doesn't square with a little motto I learned as a child: a smile a day keeps the devil away. Nonsense. Frankl was right. Life is a task, a tough one. Sometimes it's absolutely unbearable. Some days we do well just to survive, to say nothing of excelling. Therefore, persevering becomes essential to living, the only key that unlocks the door of hope. Through perseverance, character is built, strong and solid character that brings about hope. Frankl didn't say that, but another Jew from another era did. His name was Paul. "We also rejoice in our sufferings." Why? Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans 5:3. Why keep persevering? Why continue standing against the strong currents of temptation, fear, anger, loss, stress, impossibilities, misunderstanding, and mistakes? Why overcome inferiority? Why keep on waiting? Why? I'll tell you why. Because it is in the realistic arena that true character is forged out, shaped, tempered, and polished. Because it is there that the life of Jesus Christ is given the maximum opportunity to be reproduced in us, replacing a thin, fragile internal theology with a tough, reliable set of convictions that enable us to handle life rather than escape from it. Because life is a task, we need strength to face it, not speed to run from it. When the foundation shakes, when Christian friends, even the leaders, are immoral and falling into apostasy, when the bottom drops out and brutal blows attempt to pound us into the corner of doubt and unbelief, we need what perseverance offers: willingness to accept whatever comes, strength to face it head on, determination to stand firm, and insight to see the Lord's hand in it all. Without it, we stumble and fall, and God is grieved. With it, we survive and conquer, and God is glorified.